There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. Easy to get in touch with the show, like from a phone call or a text or even a talk back message. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Do want to start off this hour and check in with the one and only Dalton Orwig, who is at Capital Tractor. I've been listening. You've been having pretty much all the fun today.
Dude, too much fun. And I hope you can hear me because we're packed out here at Capital Tractor, the brand new location here in Tillman's Corner. It is a beautiful, beautiful spot. They have all this great equipment in. And today, the grand opening that'll run for another hour. So you still have plenty of time if you want to get by, get some free food. The live music is going. A lot of fun for the family and friends. And Sean, here with me, I have Joy Bobo with Capital Tractor. She's a big part of the team, and the team is very big, too. So you have those. And Joy, how great is this? I mean,
we are blown away by the turnout here. It's just been incredible.
It really has been. And I mentioned the food. I mentioned the live music, which you can probably hear in the background right now. We've seen all kinds of people we know. It's like a huge community get-together.
Yeah, I know. I think I've seen all my friends that I've met over the past year come into this morning. It's been amazing.
It really has been. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about this new location. And for those unfamiliar with Capital Tractor, you have five locations. This is the newest one.
Yes.
You've got all this Kubota equipment out. You can't miss it from I-10. We're behind the VA hospital. How excited are you to have this new place?
We are thrilled. It has been a work in progress for a couple of years now, and we've been plugged in the Theodore area, so we've gotten to meet a lot of the community. So it's awesome just to see the growth here and, you know, grow with the community, too. They get to be a part of this new building with us.
And it's Kubota Orange Days as well.
Absolutely.
So great deals.
Yes. Come in. You can scan a QR code. It automatically sets you up for 30 days to use a coupon, which is awesome.
Yeah. And, of course, you can see all of the equipment that you have out here, from the tractors to the RTVs, and you have reps for all the different companies that work alongside your equipment. I know we have Vermeer, Diamond Mowers, Lewis Brothers. So you guys, today or any day, can answer any questions that someone might come through if they want to get a new piece of equipment.
We've got a great team, and they love a question.
And they answer them all, and they're really great at what they do. So walk us through, you know, the main categories people can shop here, because now you have the zero turns, you have the handheld equipment, blowers, weed eaters and stuff, but someone who has a little more acreage or just a specific project they're looking for, whether they know what they're coming for or if they don't know what they need, you guys can help them out.
Right, absolutely. Kubota's awesome. There's such a wide range of equipment, from lawnmowers, like you said, and RTVs, kind of utility vehicles, but construction. I mean, if you're a construction crew, we've got skid steers and excavators, and a lot of the nurseries I have around here run the wheel loader. So we really got something for everyone, which is cool.
Yeah, and talk about parts and service, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Our service department, right now, we can get you in and out in probably a week. We've got a great team of mechanics in the back, and our parts girls are always ready to greet you at the front door. So whatever you need, we'll get it ordered if we don't have it.
Yeah, and I'd be missing a big, big deal if I didn't say it's also Father's Day this weekend,
yes,
too.
Yes,
right?
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah, and I can't think of a better Father's Day gift. Now, maybe I'm a little biased, but anything from your lot or inside the store here, I would be a happy dad.
One of my coworkers said, it's Father's Day this weekend. I said, well, what a perfect time to have a big Kubota Orange Day. It's perfect.
It really is. is for folks hearing us right now and thinking about coming over, what's happening here until 1 o'clock?
Yeah, we've got food and live music, hot dogs, pulled pork. We've got a little bouncy house kid steer for the kids, yeah. Some cornhole, just free ice cream, all kinds of stuff.
Well, man, you need to get out here. And like I said, you're probably going to see somebody you know when
yes,
you get over here.
Yes, everybody from the community.
To the new Capital Tractor. We're in Tillman's Corner. You can see it from the interstate. You can see all the orange. You can see the building, brand new, beautiful. And we're behind the VA hospital, too. So come on out. You have until 1. And have some FM Talk merch, too. Now, Sean, we're all out of buckets because we had such a run. So many FM Talk fans that came by and got their buckets. But I have plenty of cups and stickers and pens. And, well, you know all that I have. But I think they have some pretty big orange buckets laying around here, too, if somebody wants to get one of those as an add-on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to bring one of those back here, that's fine with me.
I bet. Well, thank you, Joy. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
We'll see you around. Sean, that's it for this hit, live from Capital Tractor. I've already seen so many who have heard us on the radio, and I'll check back with you here in about 20 minutes.
All right, good stuff. There's Dalt Norwig checking in from Capital Tractor. Go out and see him. And by the way, speaking of that, so it was during the last, I guess, hour, last 2 hours of Scott Buttram filling in for Jeff, and he talked about how heartwarming it was to hear the live remote, you know, and it's a thing that's lost. And I mean, I was aware of it when we launched this radio station all these years ago. If you don't know and you're new around here, we are a locally owned, locally staffed. I mean, the head office, the side office, the whatever, they're all right here at Airport and 65. We all live here. And I guess, you know, other parts of the state, and really our area too, with very few exceptions, don't have what we grew up listening to, like Scott grew up listening to on radio, and then have worked in for 33 years now, 34, something like that. And so it's good to hear somebody point it out, right? I mean, it's almost like when the Europeans that are here for FIFA talk about our country, we're like, yeah, man, you know, to have somebody else look through their eyes at your stuff. So it's good. It was good to hear that. It's something we do on the regular here. There are still independent, locally owned stations out there. Not as many as there were back when I was, you know, a younger man. But we're still here. We're still doing it. So I'm happy. It'd be heartwarming to hear him say that for sure. Also, speaking of the FIFA stuff, too, was any of y'all... Like, I think there's definitely folks excited about FIFA, and I tried last night to watch in between the weather coverage. I was trying to I call it the asparagus, the artichoke test. Like, I want to, like, I don't want to be closed-minded. I like SEC football. I like college football. You know, there's a few other things I'll watch, but it's pretty much college football for regular, like, you know, sports like that, not outdoor sports. So I try the same way I keep every couple years trying artichoke, because there have been foods, you know, like foods when you were young, you're like, I'm not going to eat that. No way I would ever eat that. You get older and you're like, that's not bad at all. I like it. So artichoke's one of those things I keep trying because I'm going to like it this time every couple years. So I do the same thing with soccer or, you know, the FIFA, any of the soccer, and watch enough matches when my kids played, but that was a different thing. That was like running around with cleats on. It wasn't really soccer. So I try to watch it, do the artichoke test. I don't know. I'm not doing it to be like dunderheaded American. I try. Same way I try the artichoke and try to like it. Still not my thing. But yeah, you can walk in any store. It seems like, well, not any store, but a lot of stores in town, they have the amount of FIFA merchandise they have. I don't know. I don't know if there's enough. I know there's plenty of fans here of soccer, but I don't know if they're going to sell it all here. I guess it's these national stores that have this idea that, okay, well, every store, we're going to allocate X feet of shelf space to FIFA stuff. And then it comes here and it kind of like, it doesn't look like they're doing a lot of restocking. I don't know. All right. Also, Father's Day coming up on Sunday, or Father's Minute coming up this Sunday afternoon. Some people call it Father's Day. Talk about that, and also talk about today, Juneteenth. I understand this holiday. I see a lot of people get like gunched up about it. I see Juneteenth as an absolute celebration of our nation and republic. I think it is a solid holiday. We can talk about that when we come back. 251-343-0106 for calls and text. We'll do that next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:20, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. This segment brought to you by my buddy at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. What? Trey's my buddy, started it, but many shout out to everybody. Travis and family members working there. I mean, it's a family business, and but Trey, you know, the godfather of that. I've been getting rid of junk in Mobile and Baldwin County for, what, 19 years now? Almost 19 years. And it works this way. You got whatever it is. It's because you don't have time to get it done. It's because you don't have a way to move the stuff. You have it. Whatever it is, you haven't done it. You have a, you know, you're going to get around to it, right? But you haven't. Here's how to make it happen. Get around to it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it could be getting boxes out of an attic. It could be getting pieces of furniture out of a house you're getting ready to sell or you just bought. It could be big things like a giant trampoline. How are you going to move that thing? Swing set, above ground pool, a storage building, or maybe stuff inside a storage unit. You can do with all that stuff. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So you got that kind of project. You need the junk gone. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. But their name is the number. Just give them a call, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and get Trey and the crew to come see you very, very soon or whenever you schedule it out there. All right, let me get a couple texts here. So Michael said, Tulsi's drop proved Fauci was our times. Joseph Goebbels and Joseph Mengele wrapped up into one single evil little person. You know, interesting, Michael. So I was listening to Scott Buttram today. I said, you're killing me, Buttram. Because two things I had slated for this hour, and we probably, you know, we have new people come at different times today, so we probably still do some of it, was two stories I mentioned at the beginning of the week. And now they, well, one midweek and one at the beginning of the week. Outgoing DNI Director Tulsi Gabbard, I had Monday, on Monday's show, I'm doing that, but it just didn't seem to get traction. Now by Friday, now it's the story. Right now it's a story. So I wanted to do that. And the PSC thing that I talked about on Wednesday with Governor Ivey naming the we're putting four people on PSC with the new change, right? And then incoming, so then we'll also have additionally a energy czar that'll be part of the executive branch. I'm sure that will be happening with incoming. I know he still has to go through election in November, but incoming Governor Tuberville. But we try to get to that, but we might come back to it, Michael. Believe me, it's on my list. But then I heard what Scott Buttram said. And by the way, I want to get into that, too. You know, Pat said my kid's rooting for Spain, so I banned him from watching in my house. This is America. I did see. I'm trying, Pat. It's obviously it's got something to it. If the rest of the planet thinks it's pretty great. And a lot of people here. But I had a younger sister that played at SMU. Played soccer. I mean, she's that good. I want to like it. I don't like this. It's just like artichoke. I want to like it, and every couple of years I try it, and I go, it's still not my thing. Texter said, yes, I absolutely agree. Juneteenth is a celebration of the principles America was founded on, equality, justice, and respect for every man. Absolutely. And let's do that. Like, so, conversation about this. So today, Juneteenth, and I see it as a great American celebration of the righting of wrongs, what our republic went through. Well, I love this country so very much. I am a patriotic son of a gun, to the point people even goof on me for it, right? In my obsession with flag code and our nation and history and all that, but that's me. At the same time, you would have blinders on if you didn't see our country. Not that, and don't give me that. Other countries have, yeah, I don't care about them. Of course they have warts, but us, I care about us. We've had warts and we've worked to fix these things. So I think Juneteenth to me is a celebration of that. Now, because I heard Scott say, well, you know, he always thought it was a Texas thing, right? And of course the basis of Juneteenth is, you've probably heard the story, it's been, you know, it's on every newscast, right? That you had people, because Texas was a refuge for slaveholders during the Civil War. They moved out to Texas because it was further away from the battlefields, further away from Union lines, right, where slaves could move through and gain freedom getting to the North. So there are a lot of people that were already in Texas with slaves and then people that moved there during the Civil War. So it was after, I think, but everyone wants to point out, it was after the Civil War was over, right? Which is, there's more nuance to that, that the people in Texas, slaves in Texas, black folks in Texas that were enslaved, were still, felt they were enslaved, even though they had been, the Civil War was over. So I think, and so when he said it was a Texas thing, well, that would be like saying any given battle of the Civil War was just a Virginia thing. It was just a Mississippi thing. It was just an Alabama thing. It was the in totality. Now, it was something that was celebrated in Texas for a long time, right? And not so much everywhere else. But the fact that the country picked it up and made it, I guess it became, back in the 80 or whatever, it became a state holiday in Texas, and then it was, what, the 90s? No, it was 2020 or 2021, somewhere in there. I guess it was Biden. It was 2021. One of the few things he did that I agreed with, signed a law that created Juneteenth as National Independence Day. And, you know, it was, I celebrated it and continue, because I think it is a, it's an emblem of our nation and the way our nation has worked to become better and not to stagnate. And I think it is, people say, well, I don't find it divisive at all. I mean, there's some holidays and some stuff, you know, Arbor Day, different story, but no, seriously, there are holidays I can make fun of and this and that. This is not one of them. I think this is a, you know, if you're looking at ranking top American holidays, this is on the list because it says so much more about our country. You know, and how information spread back then. It is interesting how, you know, how long it took information to get places. I think about this. So Scott talked about his, I guess, his great-great-grandfather, his grandfather's grandfather, just like my grandfather's grandfather, was already out, had mustered out. He mustered out April 30th of 1865 after being there at Appomattox Courthouse, not too long after he had been shot at Drury Hill, survived, or Drury Bluff, yeah, got shot, musket ball went through the side of the head, back out. I think the story goes in our family, they gave him 3 days of rest and put him back on the battlefield. But the war for him, he was already heading back to the farm when there were still, because of the way information moved, that information hadn't made it to Texas. Even to the point, you know, we talk about the last battles of the Civil War, and McGee Farm obviously comes up in our conversations a bunch right here in our neck of the woods, right, in Cushla. And that was April 29th of 1865. So the next day, my grandfather's grandfather went home. And that was just going on there. You had Battle of Blakely in May before that. But yeah, so you had, you know, on April, Battle of Blakely, it was before. Yeah, Battle of Blakely before. Then you had McGee Farm, April 29th. But then you had the last battle of the entire Civil War fought in Texas, Palmito Ranch in Texas, May 13th of 1865. So think about that. I mean, the muster papers, we have it. I mean, my grandfather not only had mustered out, he'd gone home. He was done. And a battle takes place. Union started it, this battle, this skirmish, down at Palmito Ranch. And they attacked a Confederate outpost, which they should have just, I don't know why they wouldn't just let them sit. The war's over. Attack it. And actually, I think it was a Confederate victory, even though the war had been over since Appomattox Courthouse. But information moved slowly those days. But yeah, I think this is a great celebration. I think Juneteenth is a great holiday and a celebration of what's good and right with our republic. I think it's a thing that should be celebrated by everybody. If you're an American, it should be something we celebrate. So just, you know, this is kind of giving me some, I think I talk about it most years, but obviously I get emails like, hey, is this a divisive holiday? I don't think it is. I don't think it's a divisive holiday at all. I think it's a great holiday. And so we'll celebrate it. Now, the other one coming up on Sunday, Father's Day, I've got my beef on that, which, and also on the Father's Day thing, and it's now where I am not having a father to celebrate. I celebrate him in heaven, but I celebrate him here on earth. It's just me, right? So it's all my kids. It's all my kids' hands, which is scary. But hopefully, you know, dads, when we see what the kids do going forward, I think as fathers, we want them to go out and flourish. But you want to hold on to them at the same time. I think the having one that's in her 20s now, just the gift on Father's Day to see that they're doing well, which almost, I don't know, is a confirmation that we did our job well. I don't know, we'll get some thoughts on that. All right, coming right back, more Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Father's Day coming up Sunday. Reminder there. And my pro here on gift ideas, it's my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. All right, Anna, it's Friday. Somebody hadn't gotten a gift yet for Dad. Give them some ideas.
Well, there's the open-ail knives. There's also grill sets. They have gardening sets, outdoor knives, perfect for Dad. We have watches. And we also have jewelry, chains, bracelets, and things like that for Father's Day if you wanted to get him something nice. And there's even 1 ounce silver rounds for hunting and fishing if Dad is an outdoor dad. There's plenty of different things.
Okay. Also, precious metals. Ron and I were talking about that the other day. What are we looking at here? With the any change yet since the treaty, the ceasefire, the what's happened this week with Iran?
Well, the prices are still down, so it's a great time to buy gold and silver. But as far as nothing's really changed.
Okay, so they're Iran. Still so they're because he and I talked about the fact that they're going to come back up, but mm-hmm. they're so right now you're still getting people are still getting a deal on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, silver is still down under 70, and I believe gold is around 4,100 and some change at the moment, so under 4,200.
All right. Well, tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can find us on Facebook or on mobilebaycoins.com, or you can call us here at the shop. Phone number is 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Anna. All right. There goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Yeah, you know, the idea on the Father's Day thing. I'm thinking about a quote. There's a quote that kind of expresses this. Johann Goethe said, there are only two lasting bequests we can hope to give our children. So dads, think about this. Let's see if you agree or disagree. It says, there are only two lasting bequests we can hope to give our children. One of these is roots. The other is wings. And that to me, that was always, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like it's, you want to anchor them, and I know, like, mamas, and not to throw lump everybody in the group, but mamas want to hold on to, I mean, we still want to hold on to them, but I'm going to give them a longer leash. That's the great dynamic. Mothers probably have a shorter leash. We'll give them a longer leash because to see what they do, you know, you gave them those roots, and now, all right, go do the thing. You know, take the training wheels off and ride the bike. Like, that's a celebration for me, but I'd love to hear from you on that. All right, let's get some text here. And this texter, having a grandson that plays soccer and football for a 7A, now 6A local high school at the high level in both sports, I have learned to give soccer a lot more respect for the talent level needed to be a great player. I agree with you, texter. I mean, they're great athletes. Like I said, I had a little sister who played at collegiate level. It's amazing. And so I want to, you know, try to learn and like new things through life. And like I said, I give it the artichoke test. And last night I'm watching it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get into this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So I came with artichoke. I was like, I want to be a grown-up and like artichoke, but I don't. Jason said, Sean, what are your thoughts on Meemaw dropping two Dems on us on her way out the door? Looks like her blue roots are still strong. Well, you're talking about two of the people out of the four put on the PSC. You know, my question there, okay, so the way I understand it is Democrats put two people up, Republicans put two people up to put on this PSC. I don't even think this is what bothers me about it. It's not the Public Republican Service Commission or Public Democrat Service Commission. It's the Public Service Commission. We'll see the people that are best not at serving a party, but serving bill payers in our state. This thing has got, it, like I said, this passage, this bill was so distasteful to me that they bring the House version up, and I mean, the light shone on it and it ran away so fast, but then it comes back in the, this one's different in the Senate. It's not that different. So, yes, put two Democrats on there, but it shouldn't be. And my other question here, Jason, I think we need to talk about is, who are they beholden to? I really like, you got Ron Burgess and Fred Johnson, Republicans, and then DeMarcus Joyner and Quentin Ross Jr., Democrats on there. But are they beholden to the party? Do these people have ties to Alabama Power? Those are the questions. I mean, do you have a APCO behind your name versus an RRD? Now, I've heard great things about two of the people have been discussed to me that are on there, that really good people, and that's cool. I still worry about a process where you have nominating here for many of the positions. And the other part here, too, that I keep going back to, the energy czar, whatever we're going to call it, the executive branch energy secretary. The executive branch, not the House, not the Senate, right? Not the legislative branch. The judicial branch is going to have the energy secretary that sets the agenda for the PSC. So that's just one person, and that person is going to be named, not vote. We don't get to vote on that person. I guess you can say, well, Representative Republic, you voted for your governor. The governor gets I get some of that. But that energy secretary will be nominated by the governor. And that energy secretary is going to have a controlling hand over the PSC. So even when you elect folks to it, you'll have the control of what's on the agenda. The energy secretary is going to be the sergeant at arms, the director of this thing, of what will be talked about. Not, I think it is so fraught, the way I see it right now, with being abused. Let's see. Squirrel Vereen, I would rather hear about Juneteenth than the gay pride that has taken over the whole month. Of course, to me, June 19th will always stuck in my head as the date that Batman Returns opened in 1992. That's an odd thing to remember, Squirrel Vereen. I think you'd say I'd rather hear about it. I think it's... Just sit and let it sit with you for a second. I think it is a great holiday. I think it celebrates our country. The sacrifices that were made to end slavery, to treat every human in our country as a citizen, as the Bill of Rights declared in the first place. Pat says you only like Juneteenth because you're Irish. I don't know. I'm American. We come from Ireland, but I'm American. Let's see. CB Carl said, Sean, I agree with you completely, and also was happy to hear that the state stores even closed today. They always tell us that state stores have to stay open as a... Remember that during COVID, which we hadn't... Maybe we'll have time later on to get to the Tulsi Gabbard stuff, but remember that, like... when they would close, they'd say certain businesses. But remember, ABC stores stayed open, I think. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous to have our state. And y'all have listened to any period of time. I am no teetotaler. I'm no, nobody fighting against alcohol in our state. I mean, is it the best thing you can do? No. But it's liberty. But does our, just ask that basic question. Here it is in 2026. Does the state need to be in the business of selling alcohol? Don't they have other stuff to do? It's so blatantly ridiculous in any state. But here in Alabama, we're pro-business. We're all about the business, and we're helping small business, medium, big business. But we're going to have our state involved in business as well. Get out of here. Right. Another unnamed texter, please, if you get a chance, give me a nickname or something here. Say, great story. Okay, talking about the Civil War story. Yeah, that was David Roller Bowman. Yeah, my grandfather's grandfather. Shot at Drury Bluff, 3 days in the rack, and then they said, get back in there. The ball went through the side of his head. It, like, went around the skull and came out the back. And my family still has the Bowmans, that side of the family still has the nickname to this date, Hard-Headed Bowmans. Now, it's turned into the fact that my kinfolk can be stubborn, but they call us Hard-Headed Bowmans. Says, here's my story. My great-great-great-grandfather lived in Georgia on land they were given for the Revolutionary War. Passed down, a Union tax officer came to his property and killed one of his cows, and he shot and killed the Union officer. His father-in-law was the county sheriff, so he helped him flee to Texas to escape, and our family went from Georgia to Texas and back to Alabama. It's crazy. B-Dark says, Sean, which way do you think traffic is going? Which way do you think the traffic is going at the straits, in or out of Hormuz? I'm sure, think it's probably going both. I think that's a, we'll see. I mean, oil prices, oil futures looking good. And Michael says, who cares who's on the PSC now? The board is a fraud anyway. Yeah, well, my problem once again, Michael, is just saying, well, who cares, and sitting back. That's how stuff happens to you. You have to care. You have to voice your opinion and watch. Let's not all get paid attention to if there are R or a D behind the name. See if there's an APCO behind the name. All right, coming right back. 251-343-0106. Also, I'd say annual, though I think we missed last year. Dr. Ruth Carmichael from the Sea Lab is going to join us. We're talking manatees. Also got some rodeo talk coming up in the next hour. Y'all stay right there.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
It's at 12:51, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. We've got another idea. We're talking about Father's Day coming up, or Father's Afternoon, whatever we're going to go with, Father's Minute. Here's one of those dads out there, but he's got, if you're looking for something for dad, I bet you he's got it in inventory right now at LCM. Hey, David.
Hey, bud. I didn't even think about Father's Day, but that's a good idea. You know, I got two-door Jeep Wranglers.
Ooh.
Which you don't see a whole lot of those, you know, now everybody wants the four-door.
Yeah, like the limousine Jeep that, you know, you have to turn around in a giant parking lot.
Yeah, the soccer mom Jeep.
Yes. This,
these are the real four-wheel drive gizmos. You can take them anywhere you want to go. One of them is a hand shaker. One of them's automatic. They're both really nice Jeeps with the convertible tops that come off, you know, the hard tops. We got a little Ford Ranger coming. All that should be here first of the week. That Ford Ranger's a Lariat, and it's leather guts. It's loaded. It's nice.
I didn't know they made the Ranger in a Lariat. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they make it. You know, I mean, from an XL all the way up. I don't think they make a Limited or a Eddie Bauer, but it's a Lariat leather guts. I mean, it's a nice little truck.
Okay, now you've got selection. You also, if people, I love this. I mean, the best thing to come see you in person because you can ask all the questions. But if somebody just wants to, like, they see a truck they're riding by. Or I say truck, look at me. Any kind of car, vehicle there. You can go hit that QR code and get all the info on your phone.
You can do it from the red light. You know, we put up that new sign, so you can get the QR codes right there at the red light. You don't even have to pull in the dealership anymore, and they work from that distance. I tested them myself. Or if you want to pull up out front and get out, you can go to each individual car, and they've all got their own QR codes. Makes it a whole lot easier for everybody.
Okay. Well, tell them where are you if they would want to drive by and scan a QR code?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call, 251-375-0068, or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David, and happy Father's Day.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, Sean. You too.
All right. There he goes, boss man out at LCM. All right. Let's get to some text here, and then I want to get to Well, we might have time to do. We might do that next hour. I'm talking to myself right now. Don't worry about it. All right, to the text line. B-Dark says, not only do they control the whiskey, they got the cannabis too. Yeah. Well, in the medical, the medical marijuana side, until the state would legalize recreational or whatever people call it now. What's the term? Somebody says, Sean, it's not recreational, it's adult. Come on, it's recreational. It's like, alcohol is recreational. It's not adult onset alcohol. Like, it's not pretended. It's like I get obsessed with people saying, we're talking about gaming. No, you're talking about gambling. Doesn't mean I'm against you. I have the right to vote on it, but just use the right word for it. Go with the old word. In that beat arc, I see reason for the state. I see no reason. And I've been talking about this on the radio. I used to write about this in op-eds I did since before this radio station even started. It's silly, to use a technical term, that the state is involved in that. If the state does things, and the state can be lowercase or capital S. The state does things, in my opinion, that the private sector can't do. Right? And I know there's some very, you know, people are way more capital L libertarian than me that want to have the government not involved in anything, roadways or anything. I disagree with that. I think prisons should be done by the government. I don't think there should be profit incentive in prison. I think roads should be done by we the people. Fire departments, police departments, those kind of things. That's what we the people together, government, should do. Selling a handle of Maker's Mark is not what our founders 250 years ago thought. Yeah, what we ought to do. Now, they're going to say, well, we got to tax it. We make that. Okay, well, fine. We can talk about the tax. I've never said, even if the state doesn't have the retail stores, they can still tax, excise tax on booze. I mean, the fact that the state, I mean, find some other, let's say the state of Alabama would be in the insurance business. They would have an insurance office. The state of Alabama would be in the, they would sell po' boys. You have to go to the state po' boy stand. I mean, it's, all right. Michael said, your local constable now has more authority than the PSC board. It's a pointless position now thanks to, quote, the most conservative legislature in the country, end quote. You can't help but laugh at our state's clowns on Goat Hill. And the people that bit on the, hey, it's George Soros coming in to take over the, like, PSC, like, it, like, you got to get our people in there because, like, Soros, come on. The people that should go on the PSC, utilities don't have to compete, right? They're not in the, and there's a reason, right? Infrastructure costs and all that when they're put in. Therefore, there has to be some mechanism other than the market to make sure the customer is being treated properly. That's what Public Service Commission is. So the people should go on there, should be representing the people who pay bills, not Democrat, Republican, the people who pay bills. All right, Matt says, hey, Sean, I'm heading over to share boys at Robertsdale, drop off my mowers. Listen to your show, and I continue to shake my damn head every time I hear someone wanting to make the Public Service Commission partisan. I think it's ridiculous that folks can't come together on issues like that and leave the politics out of it. I feel the same way about the Mobile River, about the Alabama Power coal ash. It shouldn't make you a bleeding heart environmentalist or liberal to care about the environment. I second the motion, and we pass what Matt said. I agree. Oh, good. Somebody's got a new nickname here. Fat fingers on the text. Said, Sean, free enterprise works. Everywhere else, state is controlling the price of alcohol spirits, somewhat communist. Like controlling pricing. Yeah, well, and also that they can sell it for less because the person who is risking capital in business has to buy through them at that price and then mark it up to sell it again. We'll go around. I mean, y'all would. I'll roll with this. I've been doing this for decades. How this is not something that our, I think Michael talked about, our conservative legislature, how can they not get this passed? still do the exercise. They can still make sure kids aren't, you know, underage drink. All that stuff I'm all for. Why the... Why, I mean, I understand. It's an hour-long show. But why are we in the business of opening up the doors and the state running a business? You tell me.